AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Financial markets have been rattled by the new swipes President Trump has taken at China. He's looking at what he calls a massive increase in import taxes on China in response to new restrictions on Chinese exports of rare earth materials. CBS's Vicky Barker.
China, meanwhile, has just slapped added port fees on arriving U.S. vessels in response to U.S. plans to do the same to them.
Day 10 of the government shutdown. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Our plea to our Republican colleagues is get serious about reopening the government. Let's have a conversation so we can find a bipartisan path forward.
The Gaza ceasefire is holding, part of step one of a peace plan that's expected to feature the release of all hostages held by Hamas. CBS's Haley Ott.
We expect the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza to increase imminently. Italy's Ministry of Defense said 600 trucks of aid a day will enter Gaza through Egypt.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on its North Central Forest Draft Regional Master Plan and environmental analysis. According to a press release, the North Central Forest ecological landscape covers around 95,000 square miles, including portions of Clark, Langlade, Lincoln, and Taylor counties. The master plan is meant to guide resource management and recreation opportunities in the region. The DNR is also seeking public input on an option to establish a project boundary for a new property at the Grandfather Falls in with Wisconsin River, which would potentially be known as the Grandfather Falls State Ice Age Trail Area. Public comments on the draft plan will be accepted until December 7th. If you live in ag country, you are probably aware of some rough roads. Now is your chance to call attention to them. Melissa Kay explains.
It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of these slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. If you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic, you can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday, October 6th, and the deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. on December 15th. There's $150 million in grant funds included in this ARIP program in the 2025-27 state budget.
Visit WXCO.fm for more news or tune in to 98.9 FM. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Cubs and the crew at 2-2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It happened again. First inning, the Brewers' Freddy Peralta on the mound. Bottom of the first, two men on. The Cubs' Ian Happ at the plate on TBS.
Happ with a drive. Right field. Way back there. Gone. Ian Happ takes Freddy Peralta deep for the second time in the series. And the Cubs lead 3-0.
The Cubs went on to win last night 6-0 to force a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
Going into a winner-take-all Game 5, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. Hopefully, the tables will turn when we get into Game 5 at our place.
NBA, the Bucks with another preseason win, 117-111 over the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for sunny skies to develop for your Friday afternoon as a northerly wind develops. It'll be gusting up over 20, high temperatures in the mid-60s. In the overnight, clear skies, light winds, and upper 30s to lower 40s, mid-60s Saturday. It's 60 at our studios.
This week, it's homecoming at Wausau West. And the Warriors football team will look for a gridiron victory over Eau Claire Memorial. Hear all the action live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Clover Belt Credit Union. It's Wausau West football against Eau Claire Memorial, Friday, live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire talks about her proposals to provide better support for higher education in our state.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. 6 minutes past. Well, it's the beginning of the third hour of the second hour of the program. Excuse me. I'm getting ahead of myself here. So this is interesting. There's a guy down in Florida. His name is Blaise Ingoglia. He's a former state senator. He's certainly currently serving as Florida's chief financial officer, the CFO for the state. In this state, I think we'd call it the state treasurer. And James O'Gara is a 77-year-old resident of Largo, Florida, who likes to send out postcards to politicians. And he sent a postcard to the to Blaise Ingoglia, the CFO for Florida, that said, "You lack values." That's all it said. You lack values. And so a couple of armored, uniformed Florida police officers showed up from the criminal division of Florida's Department of Financial Services. In other words, these are cops who, like the security, you know, for this CFO's, his department. They went to this guy's house and banged on his door and said they were conducting a threat assessment because he sent a postcard that said, "You lack values." It's amazing. Over on Daily Kos, you will find this story. It's it says postcard saying "You have no values" gets police intimidation visit in Florida, and it has the address if you want to send a postcard to this. I don't know. I guess wannabe fascist in Florida is the CFO. Sending police to your door if you send him a non-threatening postcard. And this is. I mean, this whole right-wing snowflake thing of, oh, my God, we're the poor victims and the horrible left is out there. I mean, now Trump is apparently either on the verge of or has already directed the IRS and these other agencies to do a threat assessment of Indivisible, which is putting together the No Kings March on the 18th. And this is what Speaker Johnson, Mike Johnson, had to say about this on Fox News yesterday. This is nuts. Listen to this.
With these people, they're playing games with real people's lives. The theory we have right now, they have a Hate America rally that's scheduled for October 18th on the National Mall. It's all the pro-Hamas wing and the Antifa people. They're all coming out. Some of the House Democrats are selling T-shirts for the event, and it's being told to us that they won't be able to reopen the government until after that rally because they can't face their rabid base. I mean, this is serious business hurting real people. And I'm beyond words.
I'm beyond words. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're beyond lies, Mr. Johnson, Speaker Johnson. This is not Antifa. Well, if Antifa stands for anti-fascist, yeah, it is Antifa, which is a good thing. My dad was Antifa. He volunteered to fight in World War II straight out of high school in 1945. But Mike Johnson doesn't. He has no commitment to the truth. He has no commitment to integrity. And then he says, oh, and the Democrats can't reopen the government until after the rally, the weekend after this. Which is complete BS. John Thune, who is the Senate Majority Leader, the Republican who runs the Senate, they have, 54 senators. John Thune could reopen the United States Senate tomorrow morning. He could do it this afternoon. All he has to do is pass a resolution, which only takes 50 votes. Keep in mind, he's got 53 votes. All he has to do is pass a resolution that says, we are suspending the filibuster for this continuing resolution. That's all he has to do. They do it constantly. He's done this repeatedly, suspended the Democratic filibusters to put into place Trump judges and Trump administration officials. I mean, this is just pathetic. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is designating, or his interest in designating Antifa could give the government with new tools to prosecute, according to Jordan Green over on Raw Story. Foreign terrorist organization designation effectively functions as a ban. And so they want to ban Antifa. Well, good luck with that. There is no Antifa. I mean, but by trying to ban something that doesn't exist, what they're saying is basically they can call anybody Antifa. Just like Joe McCarthy was able to call pretty much anybody he wanted a communist and destroy lives doing it. And that's the goal again. I mean, this is, here's Trump turns to Secretary of State Marco Rubio and says, can we designate Antifa as a foreign terrorist organization? And Trump says, Marco, we'll take care of it. Then he turns to Stephen Miller. He says, Steve, you okay with that? And Miller says, yes, it's true. There are extensive foreign ties, and I think it would be a very valid step to take. Extensive foreign ties with Antifa? Really? And then Kristi Noem gets on her high horse. This is during Trump's little, cabinet meeting where everybody has to kiss his ass and then say absurd things. She says, this network of Antifa is just as sophisticated as MS-13, as TDA, as ISIS, as Hezbollah, as Hamas, as all of them. Really? She says, they are just as dangerous. They have an agenda to destroy us, just like the other terrorists we've dealt with for many, many years. So if you're opposed to fascism and are therefore Antifa, anti-fascist, then is this administration arguing that they have the legal right to arrest you, put you in Guantanamo, waterboard you, take you from your family, send you off to Egypt to be tortured in a dark site? Pam Bondi, the attorney general, the head of all of our police agencies, she says, and I quote, just like we did with cartels, we're going to take the same approach, President Trump, with Antifa. Destroy the entire organization from top to bottom. So Olivia Troy, who used to work for Mike Pence, she was the counterterrorism advisor to Mike Pence. She says, I guess the question is, are we just going to start bombing random buildings where they think Antifa is residing? And then Miles Taylor, who's been on this program, in fact, he was, yesterday, the day before, he says, we're talking about loosening the rules of engagement to go after the domestic opposition. This is not hyperbole. Indivisible, as Donald Trump is aiming the IRS at these groups, Indivisible says, no, we're going to stand up. We're not going to take this. Stephen Miller says Indivisible is, quote, playing a central role. This is, let me just read this straight. This is by John Quealy over at Common Dreams. In-depth reporting by Reuters named Trump's far-right xenophobic White House advisor Stephen Miller is playing a central role in the internal effort to wield the power of federal agencies at a variety of organizations that the administration claims contrary to all evidence, all available evidence, are funding or orchestrating violent protests and political attacks. Reuters reporting is based on discussions with three White House officials, four Department of Homeland Security officials, and one Justice Department official. And this is what they said, quote, Trump wants to scare people away from exercising their constitutional rights. And that means showing up in huge numbers on October 18th. They're trying to scare people away from showing up for No King's Day right now. According to Reuters, quote, Miller is deeply involved in reviewing government agencies' investigations into the financial networks behind what the administration labels domestic terror networks, which include nonprofits and even educational institutions. The White House highlighted seven political protests in 23 and 25 that included acts of violence. It named nine liberal groups, donors, or fundraising organizations. They include George Soros' Open Society Foundation, Act Blue, which is the fundraising arm of the Democratic Party, and Indivisible, which is putting on the October 18th No King's Day thing. They also named the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, which is a Los Angeles-based group. They're also going after Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now, two Jewish-led organizations who have opposed Netanyahu's genocide in Gaza. Ezra Levin, who is the co-founder of Indivisible, says, it appears Trump's regime is gearing up to smear us with ludicrous accusations that we're somehow tied to violence or protests, a claim as false as it is predictable. Let's call this what it is, a baseless attempt to chill free speech and scare people away from their from exercising their constitutional right to protest against an authoritarian regime. We will not back down, Levin said. Trump and Miller can lie, smear, and threaten all they want. They will lose. Ezra, from your lips to God's ears. Meanwhile, the governor of Oklahoma is having second thoughts about some of the stuff that Trump is up to. He's also the president or chairman of the National Governors Association. Kevin Stitt is his name, Republican governor. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and we'll be picking up your calls. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com/Hartman.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
On Friday, the Newman Catholic High School football team wraps up the regular season and looks to secure a playoff spot at Tri-County. Hear the game live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football is brought to you by the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Rocket Industrial and the Wausau Business Show, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Newman Catholic High School football at Tri-County, Friday night, live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the West game on 98.9 WXCO.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Doors now.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I knew all along that we have two ages, right? Our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that I've likely lowered my biological age without even realizing it. Here's the thing. Most Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and vegetables. So many, perhaps most of us, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, their drinking, or their exercise, just Field of Greens. I know when I drink Field of Greens, I feel much more energy. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits: cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the University of Todd, and you can get 20% off at fieldofgreens.com. Use the promo code Tom when you check out.
Plotting the nation's fall, but the scariest thing we're scheming is health care that covers us all. Oh, the last radical lefty, he's dangerous, can't you see? He's armed with a clipboard and compost and a plan to save Social Security. They call guns don't really harm. A tote bag of fair trade latte and kale from the co-op farm. So if democracy trembles and the right says we're all to blame, remember the terror they're warning about. Can't even spell your name. Yes, the last
must confess, he'll terrify Wall Street billionaires with his vote for higher tax rates, I guess. Beware, he's coming for your health insurance paperwork.
Four minutes past the hour. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is the chair of the National Governors Association, and he's a little worked up about Donald Trump sending federal troops into Chicago, especially Texas federalized troops, Texas National Guard troops. He said, and I quote, "We believe in the federalist system. That's states' rights. Oklahomans would lose their mind if Pritzker and Illinois sent troops down to Oklahoma during the Biden administration." See, this is what Kevin Stitt understands, that the guys in the White House believe they'll never have to confront. Stephen Miller, Pam Bondi, Kristi Noem, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, all of these guys believe that they are behaving like they believe that they will be in power forever. That there will never again be a Democratic president. There will never again be a Democratic House or Senate. That it's going to be one party rule going forward. That we are going to become like Russia or China. Or Hungary. Or Turkey. Or increasingly India. Or Singapore. You pick your strongman authoritarian government. And maybe they're right. I mean, they're doing everything they can to bring that into fruition. But Kevin Stitt, the governor of Oklahoma, clearly thinks that America is still capable of electing a Democrat. He says, and I quote, "I was surprised that Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott sent troops from Texas to Illinois. Abbott and I sued the Biden administration when the shoe was on the other foot. And the Biden administration was trying to force us to vaccinate all our soldiers and force masks across the country. We sued them. As a Federalist believer," Governor Stitt says, "one governor against another governor, I don't think that's the right way to approach this." Now, the National Governors Association itself, of which he's the president, has not made an official comment. They're technically an educational organization. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, hey, you know, go along with the Democrats and give us back our health care and we'll reopen the government. Kevin Stitt, the governor of Oklahoma, saying this stuff is nuts. The cracks are starting.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And if they continue, it's going to get real interesting. Up next, your calls. We'll start with George in Cripple Creek on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes. And that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knockbox now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16.
Immigration reform is a constant conversation for production agriculture and agribusinesses. Getting to a solution is difficult at best. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Friday. Congressman Derek Van Orden introduces us to his latest attempt to find middle ground with his Agriculture Reform Act. He says with the threat of mass deportations impacting agriculture and food production, this issue becomes a national security issue. He tells us how his plan would play out with this proposed legislation.
The only crime these folks can have committed to be eligible for this program is entering the country illegally, and that is a crime. So if they've committed any other crimes, they're not eligible for this program. They're going to have to go onto an app. We want to get a button on the CBP1 app, because right now there's a button you can push. You get $1,000 and a plane ticket home. That's self-deportation, and over a million folks have done that already. But you'd push a button, and you'd go into a temporary protected status for a year. The worker is going to have to physically leave the United States and enter through a legal port of entry.
Congressman Derek Van Orden speaking to his bill, the Agriculture Reform Act. But he adds that the current shutdown of the federal government dims the hope of getting it passed. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next.
When you walk into Bavaria Sausage, you should feel very welcome. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke speaking from experience. The retail location on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg has that feel. You'll notice it on their website, BavariaSausage.com, and you'll see it on their posts on Facebook. Bavaria Sausage not only features their old world flavors, their recipes, their combinations, and all the food that they make, but they also highlight real Wisconsin products in their recipes, in their store. Flavors from syrups to mustards to treats, all with Wisconsin stories that they love to share. When you walk into Bavaria Sausage, it's not just about their story, it's about Wisconsin food stories. Check it out. Shop online anytime, BavariaSausage.com. Follow them on Facebook for their latest menu updates, or visit corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg.
Commodity prices are trading lower midday on a Friday. December new crop corn is down 4.5 cents at 4.13¾. November soybeans down 19 cents at 10.03¼. Cash wheat is trading 8 cents lower at 4.98½. July 2026 new crop wheat is down 8¼ at 5.40 a bushel. Taking a look at fluid milk contracts, the November Class 3 milk contract is down 11 cents at $16.53 a hundredweight. The December contract down 15 cents at $16.59. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for sunny skies to develop for your Friday afternoon as a northerly wind develops. It'll be gusting up over 20, high temperatures in the mid-60s. In the overnight, clear skies, light winds, and upper 30s to lower 40s, mid-60s Saturday. Currently 62 degrees.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working-class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Marching boots on city streets, paper laws beneath his feet. Every voice that dares to sing falls silent in the shadow of a crown. It's good to be king if the people kneel, if the truth is buried, if the courts won't feel. It's good to be king, but the throne's built on sand, and the people must rise if this dream's to stand.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Well, Tass the other day just quoted the Ukrainian Defense Ministry as saying Ukraine is having increasing difficulty using U.S.-supplied Patriot missiles to intercept the modernized Iskander-M tactical missiles and the Kinjal air-launched hypersonic cruise missiles. In August, the intercept rate was 37%, but in September, it dropped to 6% since these modernized missiles now change course on target approach, enter steep dives, perform other maneuvers that confuse the Patriots. Now that's bad news.
Is that all true, George?
I think so, yeah, since they're quoting the U.S., I mean, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry.
Yeah.
That's
amazing to me is that the Russians are intentionally bombing civilians, killing civilians, civilian properties, apartment buildings, schools, hospitals, things like that. And the Ukrainians are only hitting infrastructure.
Yeah, like defense industries and, you know, energy producing.
Correct. Yeah. And that distinction is not being made in the press.
No, they're just, you know, saying, oh, yeah, the Russians are hitting, you know, industrial targets in defense, but they aren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another thing, good news, President Zelensky announced that Ukraine has begun serious production of, you know, that Flamingo domestically produced cruise missile, has a range of 1,800 miles and carries a 1,000-kilogram-plus warhead. So now you won't have to, you know, rely on President Trump giving him Tomahawk missiles.
Right, except that these are a lot slower and they can't engage in evasive maneuvers like Tomahawks can.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing I read was we only produce about 60 or 70 of those a year, so yeah, I don't know how many we have in the stockpile, but that's not near enough to supply our needs if we got involved in something with China over Taiwan and have to supply them to Ukraine.
We only produce 60 or 70 Tomahawks a year?
That's what, yeah.
Is that because that's all we're using and we've got a good stockpile, or is that because that's all we're capable of producing?
How much we have, you know, in the stockpiles.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when those B-2 attacked Iran in June, they used some of those Tomahawks launched from attack subs, but I'm not sure how many we have, you know, in stockpiles.
Yeah. Interesting question. Do you, George, you're a former intelligence guy, and you speak Russian and read it, you know, fluently, and you monitor the Russian press. Do you have any sense that Putin is wobbling, that his that he might be facing some sort of internal revolt?
Yeah, I think so, since they're, you know, rationing gas now to Russian motorists and having to cut back on exporting oil, and that's the main thing to supplying Putin's war with Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's definitely beginning to hurt him, so if he doesn't have success soon, I think he might be falling out of a high-rise window.
And yet they blacked out Kyiv yesterday, if my recollection is correct of what I read. I mean, that's a big deal, taking down the power to the entire capital city.
I read somewhere they've already blacked out about 50% of Ukraine's energy sources with a hard winter coming on.
Yeah. This is going to be a brutal, brutal winter for Ukraine. I am very concerned.
I am too. So I hope he ramps up those flamingos because they'll be more welcome.
Yeah, there you go. George, thank you. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate the information.
And keep up the good work, and I enjoy listening to you on Sirius.
Thank you, George. Back at you. Good talking to you. Ed in, hang on just a second here. Push the right button. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Before I get to my point really quickly, remember the meme of just sit down to tell people if anybody instigates violence at a rally, just sit down so you're not involved in the violence, and it points out who is instigating the violence. Mm-hmm. I think that meme, I don't think we can overemphasize that meme for the upcoming No Kings rally. I think everybody should be aware of that. Just sit down.
Well, and also in Chicago, Los Angeles, soon to be Memphis and Portland, if you're going to go to a protest to protest the presence of ICE, absolutely. If when the crap hits the fan, either leave or sit down. Sometimes down, you just, if they're throwing tear gas at you, it's just not an option.
Oh, no, I understand that, but I'm talking about if somebody starts to start a fight or something like that, just sit down. Don't try and get involved. Unless they have the opportunity to protect somebody, of course. Yeah. But for the most part, just sit down and let the, so it points out. But the point I wanted to make was, yes, I wanted to second a point that you made yesterday that I thought was absolutely brilliant. And the reason I thought it was absolutely brilliant is because I was thinking the same thing since the last Kennedy hearings. And that's for the Democratic representatives to not ask any questions to any of the people that Trump is sending, whoever is in charge of that hearing, or whoever is being questioned at that hearing.
Right.
Just spend your time, your 5 minutes, have a list, have all your ducks in a row, all your facts in a row, and just go down a list of everything that they are doing that is either illegal or immoral, but do not give them the opportunity, because all they're going to do is, make Fox News clips.
Yeah.
So don't give them that opportunity. Just don't do it, because they've been doing this over and over and over, and by now, it's obvious that's all they're doing. So anyway, I just wanted to agree with you that I've been thinking that since the last Kennedy hearing.
I agree. And now we've got we've got photographs of the notes that Pam Bondi had about the opposition research and all these Democratic politicians. But did you notice from time to I saw twice on two different occasions when she was being grilled, she pointed to her ear. She looked off to the side and she pointed to her ear and tilted her head a little bit like, I'm not hearing you in this thing in my ear. And I'm wondering if she's wearing one of those Bluetooth hearing aid contraptions, that are invisible in your ear, where they can, like George W. Bush apparently used in the 2004 debate against Al Gore, John Kerry.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised by that. But that's just one more. In fact, I've been calling, making my rounds of calling reps, saying just what you said yesterday, because I just think by now it's obvious that it's a waste of time, and it's just giving them an opportunity for clips. So don't give them that opportunity.
I'm with you. Yeah. Well said, Ed. From one great mind to another. Thank you very much. Good talking to you. Thank you. Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. And as I told your producer, I've been following everything that Kristi Noem and Pam Bondi and Holman have been saying about the immigrants being wounded up, they like to call them the criminals, and being either put in detentions or being spirited out of the country and all that. Well, the whole idea behind the budget cutting Medicare and Medicaid was so that these criminals, these illegals, wouldn't get them. Well, if we've got them out of the country, then there's no need to cut the benefits, is there? I mean, somebody should.
They never got those benefits to begin with, Jerry. If you're not a legal resident of the United States, you do not qualify for Medicare, Medicaid, or any. I mean, the only benefit that you qualify for is the one that Ronald Reagan signed into law in 1986. In response to Ted Kennedy demanding a national health care program. And that's the requirement that if somebody shows up at an emergency room and they're in trouble, they have to be treated, regardless of who they are, regardless of their ability to pay. That's the only benefit. And that's the benefit that the Republicans are squealing about, by the way. That's the one that they're saying.
Right. Certainly, and I understand that.
And we all want that.
That's the excuse that they've been giving. Mm-hmm. So the point is, you can take that excuse away from them now and just say, Well, there's none of these criminals
around the country anymore. Yeah, the problem is that, you know, we started out with an estimated 10 to 15 million people who are in the country, you know, without documentation.
Yep.
And
there's one other thing. There's no question in my mind that Pam Bondi cannot, after that Truth Social post came out, that she can't claim that she's independent of the president. She's doing what he wants.
Yeah, and this is yeah, thank you, Jerry. And it's wrong. I believe it's against the law. I think it's called selective or vindictive
You're listening
prosecution.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. I'll continue with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/T-H-O-M.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. Eight states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAG.org. ApplesOrchardTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. And that's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, N-A-T-I-V-E, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. getnativepath.com/Hartman. You get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and the top five collagen warnings.
Burning. One side's preaching hate, the other's still learning. False balance feeds the flames, we all know the plan. Democracy's breaking on the both sides, scam.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Robin in San Diego. Hey, Robin, what's up?
Well, I'm responding to the call from Carlos, you know, and all that bravado about how children are being made to feel bad in California schools. So I have to share what's happening right now and has been happening since the 8th of September when Trump on TV introduced his Museum of the Bible. I know it was on C-SPAN and others covered it, and it had the title of Office of Public Affairs in the U.S. Department of Justice. So they spoke about, they had different speakers. They sang Amazing Grace, lifted their arms up to the, you know, God, I guess, when they were singing and stuff. And they told the story of a kid who happens to go to, or used to go to where my grandson goes to school. They talked about how they were indoctrinating kids by using a certain book. It's a book that was left out, and this kid, being a fifth grader, they had free time and buddy time, and he got the book, and basically I read it and then told his dad about it, and then they complained.
What's the point you're making here, Robin? Club.
The point I'm making here is my grandson's school has been in semi-lockdown since this happened. The threats that came at the school.
Because of a book?
Because of the publicity, Trump stood there with this kid and said, this is terrible. And Pam Bondi stood up and said, these people are going to be prosecuted to the nth of the law, to the basically. And you, if this is, if you go to C-SPAN, look on the 8th of September, the Bible Museum introduction, and just watch some of that. The kid was there. When on the 8th, when my daughter-in-law went to pick up.
Yeah. No, I get it. So what are you doing about it? Or is anybody doing anything about it?
Well, basically we still have a presence because of all the threats. And I don't, what do you do about it? If you have an idea, that there's been sheriffs, police. I don't know what else they had to get secret. I know this because I also get the letters, and because I'm a backup person for my grandson. But when all of these, like this First Liberty Institute, which makes tons of money with stuff like this, it's been, they keep republishing and publishing it. Libs of TikTok, 700 Club has run it multiple times. Uh-huh. There's been the right wing.
And it's all, and it's all directing threats and whatnot against your child's school, your grandchild's school.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Robin, I got to move along, but that's an amazing story. Thanks for sharing it. Rich in Central Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
I'm so sick of hearing Antifa, Antifa.
Yeah.
I saw the correct pronunciation is Antifa. It's two words. Whether you spell it or you say it, you got to put that hyphen in there, because otherwise it sounds like a meaningless cartoon word. Yeah. And words are your stock and trade. So you know, Tom, that if they remove the meaning from a word, they can put their own meaning back into
it. Well, I can still say Antifa and mean anti-fascist.
Right, but across the board, people aren't getting it. You know, people...
Well...
Yeah, somebody like my dad, you know, are you Antifa? And he's like, no, you know, well, were you against the Nazis during World War II? Well, yeah. People aren't making the association that Antifa means anti-fat. We've got to take the word back. It's just like with Democrat Party versus Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
They stole this word, and they've tried to take the teeth out of it, the meaning out of it.
No, I get it. I totally get it. And the best we can do is just continue pointing out, and you're not going to change people from saying Antifa, because it's like all of the news media uses that phrase. It is now common parlance. That's not going to change. So what we have to do is say Antifa stands for anti-fascist. Now, what's wrong with that?
Oh, you can help change it, Tom. Come on.
I do not have that much influence. I really don't. But I get your point, Rich. I get your point. So my solution is just to add that, you know, that sentence. Oh, it stands for anti-fascist. What's your specific objection to anti-fascism? Rich, thanks for the call. Ed in Chicago, or EJ, excuse me, in Chicago. Hey, EJ, you got a quick one here? It looks to me like I've got about a little more than a half a minute.
I'll be really fast. I just want to say two things. First of all, in Broadview, where that ICE facility is, the way they're making it seem is that the town is out of control and it's chaotic. We went shopping the other day at Target in Broadview, and it couldn't be anything farther from that.
Yeah.
It's a peaceful
just like here
town, well-kept homes, and just a nice place to live. It's got its share of problems, but nothing as bad as what they're saying. And then the second one is, I'm a government worker, not getting a paycheck right now. Please make sure to keep your thoughts and prayers for us, because it's going to start hitting home in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Today would have been payday, right?
The next couple of days, yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to get a partial check, and then next pay period, if it's still going on, we don't get a check.
Yeah. Well, good luck, EJ. It's tough to hear. But, you know, the Republicans want to have their little government shut down. EJ, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break with the third hour of the program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today.
Remember, Zipa is happy Z spelled back.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House Budget Office says layoffs of federal employees have begun as the government shutdown drags on. CBS's Torian Small on Capitol Hill says there's no end in sight.
Democratic leadership and Republican leadership in both the House and Senate are more interested in these public attacks on each other than negotiations that could yield a substantive resolution.
Wall Street is deep in the red at this hour after a post by President Trump on social media. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
Stocks took a quick and deep dive into negative territory after President Trump posted on Truth Social that China is becoming very hostile with its move to increase restrictions on rare earth exports.
The president says he'll travel to the Middle East next week for one very busy day. Here's CBS's Zach Hudak.
There'll be a ceremony for his arrival at the airport, and then he will head and give a speech to the Israeli legislature. He then heads over to Egypt.
Then it's right back to the U.S. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.